Hello again, and welcome to Mompreneuring the Podcast. I'm your host, Tiana Starks, and I'm happy to be here with you again this week. Mompreneuring the Podcast is an extension of my blog titled Mompreneuring the Blog, which you can find on my website at tianastarks.com. It is a platform for introverted moms who aspire to succeed in business and in life, providing the necessary tools and resources to overcome challenges as they arise. This week's podcast is all about journaling. In preparation, I read a couple of academic articles and blogs about the benefits of journaling, and it definitely goes beyond my initial thoughts of journaling to provide mental clarity and organizing your thoughts. Yeah, journaling is helping people reduce stress and anxiety, fight memory loss, and even improve people's immune systems, according to these articles. Honestly, I love journaling. Like, I have so many different types of journals. I have journals that are just like, you make a bunch of lists. I have gratitude journals, and I have writing journals that provide like writing prompts. I just love journaling. I always have, I think since I was a kid, but, you know, sometimes I journal for inspiration or to clear my mind, but most of the time I'm journaling with the purpose of staying organized. Especially as a mompreneur, there's always so much on my plate. And that's really what I want to talk about today. So I talk a lot about the concept of using what I've coined a personal business and life blueprint, or PBNL for short. The blog that I will read momentarily will get into that system or methodology of this daily practice. But before we get into that, I wanted to talk about the benefits of this type of journaling, specifically for introverted mompreneurs. For me, I seriously credit much of my ability to establish myself as a full-time entrepreneur to this method of journaling. It's a daily practice that helped me to signal the start of my workday when I first began as a full-time entrepreneur, which I guess it may seem like a small thing, but establishing structure for your day as a new business owner is critical. It's so easy to get distracted with all the many things that are always pulling on you. So starting the day in this way for me was a complete game changer. Not only did this practice help me start my day, but it started with a reminder of my purpose and the steps that I needed to take to achieve my ultimate goals, which is immediately creates a more focused mindset, and you're less prone to distractions. I had a game plan, and once I finished my daily entry, I was ready to go. And so I also want to talk about, lastly, one of the biggest benefits to this method of journaling for me has been helping my life feel less chaotic. And maybe I'm a little bit of a control freak, or I guess a recovering control freak, as I would like to say. But it's so easy to feel all over the place and out of control as a mompreneur, especially if you're an introvert, because we spend so much time in our heads. This method of journaling allowed me to review everything that was on my plate, and it helped me to ensure that things were not falling through the cracks. And it helped me to decide what to prioritize in that moment so that I could, you know, make sure that I was getting everything that I needed to get done in my business and in my personal life. For me, as a mom and a business owner, that was huge because it helped me to start my day with intention. And I am all about intention. I'm sure that I will make a blog or a podcast about this in the future, but like one of my mottos is intention instead of discipline, because to me, intention, it feels better and it means more to you. Like you're making a conscious choice to do something that matters versus just like being regimented by discipline to do something that you may not care about. But again, I digress. That's another blog post or podcast sometime in the future. But anyway, so back to this method of journaling. Instead of not having a plan for the day and becoming overwhelmed by constant requests or even becoming paralyzed by a lack of direction, the PBNL method forces you to start your day again with intentionality. And when you do that, you are automatically on the path to, as I like to say, get shit done. And more importantly, to move in the direction of your ultimate goals. So with that said, I will get into this week's blog post. It's titled, A Journaling Blueprint for Success, Navigating Mompreneurship with the PBNL Method. Numerous academic studies highlight the positive impact of daily journaling, ranging from reducing depression and managing anxiety to boosting the immune system, improving memory, and fostering gratitude. Journaling is a universal beneficial practice, but as an introvert, it is particularly helpful for helping me navigate the intricacies of my mind. As an introverted mom, it plays a crucial role in keeping me organized amidst the myriad of responsibilities, both at work and home. Whether it's jotting down weekly meal plans or meticulously scheduling our calendars, journaling is my lifeline for maintaining order. As an introverted mompreneur, establishing a daily journaling routine was one of the first things I did when I started my first business. Each workday commenced with this newfound habit. I employed a specific method to ensure consistent progress and alignment with my goals. This journaling method, which I termed the Personal Business and Life Blueprint, or PBNL, serves as a daily reinforcement of my overarching life and business vision. It also acts as a constant reminder of the steps needed to actualize that vision. The PBNL method doesn't require an elaborate planner. A regular or basic notebook suffices if used consistently. My entrepreneurial success, in part, is attributed to grabbing my PBNL daily and following the outline steps. Step one, motivation or intention. Frame your entrepreneurial aspirations as if they're your current reality, embodying your future self. Write this affirmation daily to fuel your drive. For instance, when I started, mine was, I'm a prosperous and highly profitable entrepreneur, generating $20,000 per month. I manage a proficient and dependable team. Clients experience satisfaction and success due to my contributions. Step two, quarterly goals. Identify 3 to 5 goals for the quarter using the laddering up method, ensuring consistency throughout all 3 months. Don't worry, a blog post on the laddering up method is forthcoming. Step three, daily affirmations. Craft 2 to 4 affirmations addressing your mental, physical, or spiritual needs at that moment. Embrace your power and create affirmations reinforcing this notion. Step four, gratitude list. Express gratitude by listing 3 to 5 things you're thankful for, tapping into the mental, emotional, and physical health benefits associated with practicing gratitude. Step five, to-do list. List all of your tasks, starting with the top 3 priorities for the day, whether work-related or home-related. This comprehensive approach aids in maintaining a sense of control, which as an introverted mom, I'm sure you will appreciate. Starting your workday with this daily journal entry in your PBNL forms the foundation for your role as a business owner and cultivates your entrepreneurial mindset. While acknowledging the realities of mom life, let's be real, you may not get to this every single day because we're moms and we know better, but aspirationally, strive to make this a daily practice. The PM&L method doesn't demand an extravagant journal. However, for those seeking a tailored option, I've created one for aspiring mompreneurs available for purchase on my website at tianastarks.com. Alternatively, regular notebooks may be purchased on my online store as well to provide a less prescriptive choice. If neither suits your preference, you can find quality, affordable journals at places like Marshall's. I buy journals from Marshall's all the time. Like, in fact, I find my favorite type of journal, besides the one that I just created, at Marshall's, and it's, you know, a complete life hack. Because, you know, if you go into Target trying to buy a journal, you're going to leave spending $200. So I recommend Marshall's. Regardless of your choice, starting this habit now can be a transformative game changer, propelling you and your business forward on your mompreneurial journey. Thank you for listening again this week. Again, I am excited. This was episode 3. I hope that you have found this to be insightful. And if you would like to read the blog, please visit my website at tianastarks.com. That is TIANASTARKS.com. I will be back next week. If you're listening to this when it comes out, it is Thanksgiving week 2023. So have an amazing Thanksgiving, and I'll be back soon.